Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Brachis, Perig Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Here we have a third case, where Rebbe Gamliel seemed to act different than his own psak, until he explained himself. Sagt der Mishnah, Kishemes, Tavi Avdoi, Rebbe Gamliel had an Eved named Tavi. When Tavi passed away, Kibel Olav Tanchuman. He accepted people coming over and being Menachem him. He felt he lost someone very close to him. Amrulai Talmidav, so the Talmidim said to Rebbe Gamliel, Velamartanu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, did you not teach us She'ein Mekablin Tanchuman Alu Avadim? One of the reasons is that people shouldn't think that it was actually your son, and then in regard to Yichus, people will be confused. They won't chap. Who's who? But either way, why was Rebbe Gamliel accepting Tanchumen? Really, the Shneis Eliyahu said that Talmidim have two kashas over here. First of all, he's an Eved Kanani. Second of all, he's not your relative. Why are you acting as if you're sitting shiva on your relative? So Rebbe Gamliel answered, Ein Tavi Avdi Kashakalu Avadim. My Eved Tavi is not like other Avadim, like the other Avadim Kananim, Kasher Haya. He's a worthy person. For him, it's the right thing to do, to cry over him when he passes away and to accept Tanchumen. So the din that you shouldn't be Mekabel Tanchumen for an Eved Kanani, that doesn't apply to Tavi. He didn't act like an Eved Kanani. And as far as why I should act in such a way that I'm grieving over someone who's not my relative, any Adam Kasha that passes away, you're supposed to cry over. That's how the Shneis Eliyahu explains it. If you've learned Masechta Sukkah, you may remember another story about Tavi Avdai, Shel Rebbe Gamliel. It says that he slept under the bed in the Sukkah, and Rebbe Gamliel said, Ah, Tavi knows that an Eved Kanani is not Mechuyev in Sukkah. He's only Mechuyev in the Mitzvahs that a woman would be Mechuyev in. And that's why he slept under the bed in the Sukkah.